the political establishment attacks him. Why? Because Chuck Gray gets results. Chuck Gray stood with President Trump and fought to keep President Trump on the ballot. And he defended election integrity, requiring proof of citizenship to vote. Chuck stopped a massive foreign-owned wind project from taking over Wyoming land. And stopped China, because Chuck Gray will always take the fight to America's enemies. In Congress, Chuck will protect girls' sports, take on the woke agenda, and stand with President Trump. President Trump noticed Chuck Gray's America First work.
Chuck Gray. Great job, Chuck.
The attacks are fake. Chuck Gray is fighting for Wyoming values, Wyoming families, and Wyoming's future. Wyoming doesn't back down, and neither does Chuck Gray.
I'm Chuck Gray, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Citizens for Chuck Gray.
VacuTech in Sheridan is now hiring for a wide variety of production positions, including welders and powder coater technicians, and opportunities are available from entry-level to highly skilled positions. Whether you're looking to build a new career or to take the next step in your current one, VacuTech offers competitive pay, corporate benefits, and opportunities for advancement. Apply today through the National Car Wash Solutions career page.
Hi, it's Chris Hayden from your locally owned Sheridan Motors, your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Introducing Sheridan Care, our service package that includes 3 fully synthetic oil changes, tire rotations, comprehensive inspections, and free car wash with every visit, all for up to 33% off. Plus, enjoy free pickup and delivery to make service easy. Protect your investment with genuine original equipment parts installed by our factory-trained technicians. Experience the hometown difference at Sheridan Motors, where we take care of you long after the sale. Sheridan Motors, the friendliest place in town.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Thursday, August 13th. From the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. And this morning, we're joined by Sheridan City Councilmember Jack Wood and Human Resources Director Heather Doak. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Morning.
And we got a lot to talk about this morning, but before I get too far, this is the first time I've had you on the show, Heather, and human resources is something that kind of fascinates me. It's but very much linked with communication and being able to kind of mediate. And so it's a fascinating career to get into. How long have you been with this city?
So I have actually been with the city for 20 years, believe it or not. I can't believe it. It doesn't seem like it has been that long, but I never knew I'd love it this much or still enjoy going to work every day. So 20 years I've been doing human resources for the city of Sheridan.
It sounds like 20 good fun years.
Huh? Absolutely.
Now, what took you there to begin with?
My husband was the one that got me up to Sheridan in the first place. He grew up in Ranchester, and I was working at that time in a big city, didn't like it. Sheridan's more like where I grew up. And so I came up here, pretty much fell in love with it, moved up here, and I've been here ever since. And I've lived in Sheridan longer than I've lived anywhere else. So
fantastic. What are the duties of the human resource director up at the city?
Boy, we could spend the whole hour on what I do with human resources. So the easiest way to explain it is I take care of all of the employees. We have 200 employees. And even though there's only 2 people in my department, I take care of all of them. So yeah. I have 200 employees to take care of. Help. I mean, that's my favorite thing is I get to help them with all the things they need help with. Obviously, we do the hiring, we do the recruiting, we do all the benefits, we do a lot of training, training and development. We're kind of the party planners too, so we help get everybody together. And we're so spread out across the city that we do things to get all of the city employees together as well. So yes. And you talked about communication, making sure, it's people. We deal with people who are all different. We're all different.
Yeah.
So making sure people can get along, get the stuff done that we want to hire the right people that have the mindset that they want to serve our community. We're a service-based organization. So without the employees, we can't do anything for our city. So we hire the people that can get the job done and do things for our are residents of the city and make this place the great place that it is to work and to live.
What's your favorite aspect of the job?
My favorite aspect of the job is all the people I get to meet and helping my employees. I mean, yeah. I love having them walk in my office and being able to help them with whatever they walk in the office at. And no day is ever the same. I've had 20 years of experience and no 2 days have ever been the same.
That's got to keep you.
It's a challenge.
Yeah. Keep you on your toes all the
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
Because you never know what's coming through the front door.
Yep.
And we say yes, ma'am, because she writes the checks.
I don't know that I write the checks, but I definitely make sure they go to the person that that writes the checks. So.
Now, folks, we recently had Sheridan City Planner Kelly Schroeder in here the other day, and she spoke a little on Sheridan Safe Streets for All. It's a big project. Can you elaborate on what this project is and what the city is hoping to accomplish through it?
So I guess just a little reminder, Safe Streets for All is a federal grant, and we've received a grant from the federal government that's a planning and demonstration grant. So with that, we want to develop a safety action plan. So to do that, obviously, we need the help of the community to know what the community wants. Once we get that plan together, we can actually apply for more money to put that plan in place. But obviously, we want the help of the community to decide what they want to see as far as safe streets in the city of Sheridan. So, yes.
Now, when it comes to that, there's going to be an open house.
Yes.
August 19th. That's right around the corner. What can residents expect when they attend that?
Basically, it's going to be an opportunity, first of all, to learn about the project and what it entails. And then, obviously, we want to them to share their experience with us to identify the priorities that we need to work on when we're to make our streets safer. It seems like we've had a little bit more, people wanting our streets safer and talking about it in the last year or so, couple of years. So we want to hear from the residents on what do we need to do to make our streets more safer for all of our residents. And then even if you can't make it to the open house, there's going to be ways to participate as well. So we have it on our webpage, on our front page of our website. And you can just select the Safe Streets for All under current events. And you'll be able to respond to that survey, learn more about the project. There's a map there where you can report locations that may be problematic and what's problematic about those. So we really need the help of the citizens to be able to put a great plan together so that we can go after some more money to make sure we're keeping our citizens safe on our streets.
And when it comes to safe on the streets, we're talking about pedestrians, riding bikes, maybe, you know,
yes,
walking.
Whatever mode of transportation you use, we want you to be able to be safe doing that, whether it's driving, walking, I don't know, skateboards, whatever all these newfangled things are that are coming out, bicycles, you know, the ones with the motors,
e-bikes,
of those things. Things change as times change. And so we need to know what we need to do to make sure that our citizens are safe.
Jack, what kind of experiences or concerns would you like to see residents share with the city?
Yeah, I mean, a lot more kids on the streets, walking to school, riding bikes, scooters. And, you know, a lot of them don't realize they should stop their bike, get off their bike or scooter and walk across the intersection and stuff. So they'll just dart out in front of you. So you got to pay attention with around the school zones, especially a lot more kids. So just slow down, relax. With school starting, especially the first few weeks, is going to be hustle bustle. Got a lot of buses running. So just slow down and if you see the red lights on the bus, you got to stop.
Absolutely. We'll talk about that in just a little bit, because that is something that we've talked about quite a bit on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my conversations with law enforcement about that issue, unfortunately, have to take place year after year after year.
Yep.
And the stories that they tell me are borderline horrifying on some of those things. Now, let's talk about that online map identifying areas. I access this through the city's website. Can I take a picture of the issue that I want to report?
That's a really good question, because if you've been on the website, you've done more than I have done on this since I work with humans. Anyway, all I know is there is an interactive map where you can mark locations if you've noticed that area. So I'm not exactly sure. We probably ought to make sure that we get that information out on how you can actually do that. I'm hoping that it's pretty self-explanatory once you get on it. Yeah. But if it's not, we need to know about that so we can fix that.
We'll get that link up sometime before the weekend so people can really kind of kick this into overdrive. You know, if we can start doing that right now, compiling all these issues and be able to take it to the city on August 19th with this open house, or if you can't attend, at least getting that information to the city, I think that would be fantastic. That way we can start the open house with some good, strong evidence that things should be, you know, get those gears oiled up and running. Now, Jack, we were talking about back to school, super important issue, something the parents should have on their minds already. I'm sure a lot of people already do. I think all the stores are starting to get their notebooks and their pencils up front so that back to school shopping can start. Now, you said when it comes to motorists, we tend to get into habits, especially behind the wheel. I've got my own habits, certain things that I know I've got to work on. But once back to school starts, as you said, we really got to get slowing down. How much of a difference can that really make, Jack?
Well, I mean, say you're following a bus, you know, buses have to stop, you know, multi times to pick up kids, and you need to pay attention because they may have to stop, you know, sooner than you think. And so when you see the yellow lights, that means they're going to get ready to stop, the flashing yellow lights. And when the red comes out, that means the child's in the area are going to be coming out. So you have to stop when the red lights are flashing. And if you don't, you know, I mean, there are a few that will pass, and that is a major fine. I think it's, if I remember, it's $435. And all the buses have cameras outside and inside. So if you do pass this and you get written up, it will be on video.
Yeah.
So, but we're just, our main goal is to keep the kids safe. You know, that's our job as bus drivers and paras and everything else. So kids are like our kids. We got to make sure that they're safe and they get on and off the bus in a safe manner.
Now, do you feel that there's anything parents should be reminding their young bicyclists and their skateboarders before they head off to school?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say wear a helmet because, one little bump and you're out. But they teach them to when they're riding on sidewalks and stuff, you know, really watch out for other people. And when you go to an intersection, they are supposed to get off their bike or the motorized little scooter or whatever and walk it across the intersection. I see it time and time again. He saw one this morning that just jets right out in front of you, goes around the corner not looking, and that's how they get hurt.
Yeah.
So if the parents are going to let them do this, at least talk to them and teach them the right way to do it. And if you don't know, call the police department and say, hey, what are the rules?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because some motorized vehicles, if they're too high CC, you can't do certain things with them, like the pathways and stuff like that. So just be safe.
And those electric bikes, I mean, they're getting pretty fast.
Oh, yeah. Nowadays. I've got one that's a little hairy.
Now, I have conversations with the chief and the captain all the time, and one thing that we do address, especially around this time of year, is kids being kids. When you're going through school zones or near a park or something like that, you know, the driver themselves has got to step up, be the adult, and go, you know, pretty slow around there. Because in these parked cars, you know, between two cars, the child could be standing and you're not going to see that child until they dart out in front of you.
Yep.
And yes, parents should be having these conversations, but we have to, in a way, expect children to be children as well. They're not paying attention to traffic. They're paying attention to their buddy across the street. They want to run out or run over and talk to him. And all of a sudden you got a kid in front of your car. And that's a terrifying thought. So just make sure that you get in these zones, you're slowing down, You're taking your time. If you get behind a bus, that's just the way it is.
And we also have some special needs buses. So when the lights go on, the red lights go on, it may take a little longer to get that kid loaded or unloaded or whatever, because they're special needs. Some of them are on wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. And so there's not like we can just rush them on and off. We have to take our time and make sure they get on safely or off safely. So you're just going to have to wait until we know that they're safe. And once they're in the bus and we get them in their seatbelt or whatever, or off the bus, just give us some time. That's all we're asking. We're not doing it because we're trying to be mean. We're doing it because of the kids. So
always remember, folks, you know, if you're in that much of a hurry, leave earlier.
And then just a couple of things. The summer school's already started, so you might already see buses out and about. So yep. Good practice here for a little while before all of the kids go back and you see it. So just make sure that you know that it's happening right now. Summer school's in right now, so you may see some of those buses out and about at this point in time as well. So, and then you will see in the next couple of weeks before school starts that we'll be repainting the crosswalks and things around the schools. So obviously they wear off during the summer, and we don't do a lot about painting them during the summer because they're not necessary, but you will see that, so that hopefully the motorists, again, you have maybe haven't seen them painted like they should for a little while. So this is a visual reminder for you. Hey, slow down. Now it's brand new paint on the walk, and I need to be careful and watch.
Yeah. The city has been working real hard trying to get that done. Like you'd go up Lewis Street and stuff, the junior high and everything there in the elementary, all that's been repainted. The lights, and they're working to talk about the safety. They're going to look at that area and maybe redesign some of that for make it much safer. So yeah, it's something to be careful. I mean, we got a lot of kids out and crosswalks are an issue.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fantastic reminder. Thank you, Heather, letting us know, you know, now is the time to kind of change those habits, you know, make sure that I'm stopping and going slower through this section. Make sure that I've got my eyes up watching for that yellow bus and those lights. Maybe in areas where I'm not used to it yet. And there's a lot of new drivers out there. Someone could have got their license over the span of the summer. Remind those teenage drivers, develop those good habits now and won't be an issue later on. On that, I do have to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more with the city of Sheridan when we return. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust is launching our Community Commitment Match to support our local fire districts during this fire season.
First Federal is putting up an initial $35,000, and a Wyoming Community Foundation Donor Advised Fund is matching that $35,000. Now we're asking the community to match an additional $35,000.
Scan the QR codes in any branch office, check our ad in this week's Country Bounty, or drop off a check at our full-service location at 671 Illinois Street. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
For Dr. Robert Byrd, service has been a lifelong commitment. As a retired colonel, combat veteran, and longtime death investigator, he's spent decades serving his country and his community. And he knows the coroner's office requires more than expertise. It requires compassion, integrity, and respect for every family it serves. Keep proven, caring leadership in the Sheridan County Coroner's Office. On August 18th, vote Dr. Robert Byrd for Coroner. Paid for by Byrd for Coroner.
Hi, this is Susan Bigelow, candidate for House District 51. Primary Election Day is just a few days away, and your vote is your voice. Before you head to the polls, do your homework and make a plan. You can easily check your voter registration and print a sample ballot for precincts in House District 51 right on my website at bigelowforhd51.com. Talk to your friends, family, and neighbors, and encourage them to vote too. Let's make our voices heard together. Paid for by Bigelow for HD 51.
In Wyoming, the weather doesn't ask for permission. One day it's sunshine, the next it's 37 degrees and sleeting. That's why homeowners call Branded 307 Roofing and Exteriors. From residential shingles to standing seam metal roofing and full commercial systems, they're built for the Wyoming weather. And when storms hit, we help guide you through the insurance process from start to finish. Call today for your free inspection or visit Branded307.com. Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors, Branding, Wyoming, one home at a time.
By August, your vehicle has survived road trips, construction zone, dust, heat, and bugs big enough to have license plates. It's rattling, belching smoke, and swears it's never touching high-octane fuel again. Your car has the summer hangover, but Napa Auto Parts in Sheridan can help. Stop in for filters, fluids, batteries, wipers, and the right tools to get it done. Napa, helping your car recover from summer before it starts looking for a new home. Locally owned Napa Auto Parts on Coffeen Avenue in Sheridan.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and this morning we're speaking with Sheridan City Council member Jack Wood and Human Resources Director Heather Doak. Now, Jack, I was going to ask, you told me over the break, you are a bus driver, and you brought up something that I just wanted to touch on before we move on, and that is the four lanes. When a bus stops and puts those lights on, all four lanes have got to stop.
Yes. Yep. Like Coffeen down by the college and then by the high school, there's four lanes. And if a bus stops and it's got its red light on, all four lanes, if you're coming down, have to stop legally. And if you're on the far side and you think you can go, well, you're going to possibly get ridden up.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm not going to tell
you about safety.
How Jack knows, but Jack knows how to operate that camera really well. And he'll get you even if you're all the way on that other lane. So, folks, it's safety. We're here to help protect our kids.
Well, it's about it's all safety. We're not doing it to try and get at you. It's a safety issue, and we will watch for it for sure.
Well, if you're going to do it, you better smile because you're going to be on camera.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Now, Heather, we just finished the first session of the Citizen Academy. How did it go?
So it was last night. This is actually the first time we have done a Citizens Academy. Well, if it was done more than 20 years ago, I don't know about that. But this is the first time that we've done it since I have worked for the city of Sheridan. So our first session was last night. We have 20 participants from city residents taking part in our Citizen Academy. And last night was kind of the introduction. Everybody got to meet each other. We had some pizza. We listened. Last night was the city administrator kind of giving an overview of what the program was and what he does. I was able to speak last night and tell everybody a little bit more about what the Human Resources Department does. Our city clerk was able to talk about what she does, and our city attorney as well. So that was what was included in last night's session. That was a lot of stuff, a lot of information last night. Maybe not as fun as some of the sessions coming up, because a lot of the sessions coming up, they're going to talk about what they do, and then you'll be able to do an activity. And I wasn't going to have somebody do their self-appraisal last night, or I don't know. Anyway, it's kind of harder for us to do some of those activity type things, but a lot of information last night about, you know, just an introduction to what our plan is and what we're trying to accomplish with the Citizens Academy went really well. Maybe the funnest thing was that after we got done, which we ran a little late last night, but we were able to also, those participants that wanted to were able to take a tour of City Hall. And see, if you haven't done a tour of City Hall, anyone, we would be welcome to show anyone around City Hall. It's a beautiful building. I mean, old building, but absolutely beautiful. And there's a lot of neat things in there. So even if you aren't participating in the Citizens Academy and you want a tour of City Hall, give the city administrator's office a jingle, and we love to do tours.
And when it comes to the folks who were there, did you get a chance to have a conversation with one or two of them afterwards? You said you ran a little late, so if folks had to get home and get to bed, it was just Wednesday. So
right.
I could understand as to why you didn't, if you didn't. But were there any comments from anybody about, like, hey, you know, this is exactly what we've been looking for, we'd really love more of this kind of thing?
So, I mean, we did chat a little bit with the participants, and they, yes, were appreciative, learned new information, of course. We did some surveys, which we obviously haven't gone through, so we'll go through those to see what we can do to do things a little bit better. We're always looking to improve, but I think all of them came away with something new that they didn't know before they came last night. So
now, when it came to city administrator bringing this to you and saying, hey, this is what we're going to do. What were your initial thoughts?
So I was pretty excited about it. And I think all of the department heads are excited. It's a lot of work. And this is the first time we've done it. So after it probably not going to be as much work when we do it again, because I think we will. I hope we will do it again. But it's just a way. I think the city does a lot of things. And when I started for the city, I had no idea all that was involved. I tell people it's like 10 businesses in one. So I had no idea all of the things that happen. We do all of the things kind of behind the scenes that you just don't think about. You put your garbage out and it goes away. You turn your water on and, you know, water comes out, safe water to drink, good water to drink. You know, something happens, you can call 911 and things get taken care of. Heaven forbid a fire were to break out, but you know, we help with that as well. So not only that, but you know, help fix the streets. We paint the side, the crosswalks, all of these things. And so it's just a lot of things that a lot of times you don't think about. It happens and it makes our place, our city a great place to work, but you don't really think about how that happens.
Yeah.
You just enjoy it.
And it's stuff that I think we tend to take for granted. And I'm not talking down anybody, because I can say that I do as well. I've had opportunities to be in some different countries of this world. And, in one particular country, I was having a conversation with somebody who basically lived what I felt like I was out in the middle of nowhere. And I thought, how alone are you? If a fire breaks out, no one's coming. If someone tries to break into this man's house, no one's coming. And that was kind of my first exposure to the reality of how good it is, you know, to have these services ready and available to help you with just a phone call.
I'll build on that just a little bit, because something just as easy as when you use the restroom and you can actually throw your toilet paper into mm-hmm. the toilet and it goes away. A couple of the countries I've been in, you don't do that. There's a little waste bin right next to it, and that's where the toilet paper goes, because if you put it in that system, it's going to clog it. Now, there are things if you put in our system will clog it, but
But toilet paper,
it's a luxury. Do we even know how blessed we are? But anyway, so no, but yes.
It's a great point. And it's fantastic to sit here and go have an opportunity, go to an academy, not only learn what they do, but meet the people that make it work.
Yes.
You know, really put a face behind the administration, behind the, hey, who's going to come and fix this pothole? Well, I know the guy. I got an opportunity to meet and talk to him, and he's a pretty good guy, and he's got a good team, and they're going to come out and take care of it in no time.
And these people are passionate about what they do. They love it.
We have a great city department. Our workers are awesome.
I will tell you another. I tell people all the time that I love going to the wastewater treatment plant, and they look at me like I'm crazy. It's fascinating. Yeah. What happens at that plant. Not only that, but it's actually in a pretty beautiful setting, believe it or not. Yeah. So anyway.
It's one of those things that we don't think about until something goes wrong.
Yes.
And so I think the Citizens Academy is a fantastic opportunity for citizens and residents of Sheridan to be able to jump in there and learn all that they can about this academy. I'd love to hear that it filled up, because I think 20 was the max that you could take for this time.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So,
and the other thing, the other goal is, we don't do everything perfect. You know, we would love suggestions. Once you see what we're doing, hey, maybe somebody has a suggestion of something we could do easier, better, make things easier for our citizens. So if you don't ever show them what you're doing, if you don't let them know, how are they going to be able to tell you how to fix it or make it better? And we're always looking for ways to improve. Always, always. We can always improve on things.
How long is this going to last? Last night was the first session.
How long? It's 8 weeks. So every Wednesday night for 8 weeks. So it's not terribly long. It's not, you know, a huge commitment. It's one night a week. So it's not going to take up all of their time. So 8 weeks. We'll go for 8 weeks.
That's incredible. And they'll be able to learn just about every department within the city.
Yes, that's correct.
Did the other department heads and individuals working within those departments, were they like, this is a fantastic idea?
I know that our group, you know, the group of the department heads thought it was a great idea. I mean, it's just another way to include our citizens. We're servants. We help. That's what we do for a living. So we want to be able to show people what we do.
Jack, what did the city council think when this idea was brought to them?
I don't think anybody said anything but good.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. No, it really is. The more our citizens know what's going on, the better.
Now, you were pretty active even before you became a city council member within the community.
A little bit.
Within the government. Was there anything when you became a city council member that you were like, you know what, I would love if the citizens knew more about this or that?
Well, I think just listening to the people is a big thing because, and this really is perfect for everybody to know what's going on. It is a big step, and I encourage more people to do it. And then maybe we can get some bigger classes. That, you know, you never know. But yeah, I have no problem with this, and I think I'd like to see it expanded. It's great.
Now, tell me what behind the orange cones is. What is that?
So it's Public Works. That's going to be the program for next week. I honestly don't know exactly what they're doing, and I don't know if they want to keep it a secret, but I'm not going to give away their secrets. But obviously, Public Works, when you see the orange cones around, that is Public Works.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know what they're going
to
do.
I've gotten an opportunity to talk with Hans Mercer on multiple occasions. I think he's just one of the best guys, and I love his personality. I love how fun he tries to make just about every little situation. So I can only imagine that they are about to get a really fantastic session on that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're going to get out a snowplow and show you how difficult it is to dodge cars and those huge things when there's snow on the ground.
I think that would be fantastic.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah. I'm glad it's not me. But these people are fantastic. Or, you know, I can't imagine having to do that. But anyway, we have people that do it and love it and are great at it. So,
and we're lucky to have those folks. On that, I got to take another quick commercial break. We're going to speak more with the city of Sheridan after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Riley, do people still write checks?
They do, Bob, but most customers would rather pay online with a card or even a QR code.
Is that expensive for a smaller business?
Not with AutoBooks from First Federal Bank and Trust. You can send payment links, create checkout pages, or use QR codes, and payments go directly into your First Federal account.
So no extra apps?
Nope. Everything happens securely inside your First Federal account, backed by our local cash management team. Learn more at eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
To whom much is given, much is expected. But multimillionaire Steve Freeze hasn't given much of anything. Silver-spooned Steve Freeze stiffed Trump at every turn, refusing to give a cent to his campaigns. Not in 2016 against crooked Hillary, not in 2020 against sleepy Joe, not in 2024 against crazy Kamala. Instead of helping Trump, Freeze blew the family fortune bankrolling Democrats and funding never-Trumpers like Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney. Freeze's main job? At his family foundation, Freeze just sits around handing out grants. Now he's trying to buy a congressional seat. But Wyoming is not for sale. And Steve Freeze is all hat, no cattle. A silver-spooned never-Trumper who's wrong for Wyoming. Paid for by Hometown Freedom Action Network and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. HometownFreedom.org. Hometown Freedom Action Network is responsible for the content of this advertising.
In Sheridan County, we take care of our neighbors. Today, one in four Sheridan County residents is 65 years or older. More seniors, rising costs, less funding. On August 18th, vote yes to establish a countywide senior citizen service district. It will protect essential transportation, meals, and wellness programs, including outreach services offered through the Hub on Smith that help Sheridan County seniors continue living independently. The district could levy up to 2 mills on taxable property to support these programs, with no levy taking effect before July 2027. The amount would be set each year by a voter-elected board of trustees, and every 4 years, voters would decide whether to renew the district. A single levy would generate $623,000 for programs serving Sheridan County seniors. Lives supported, independence preserved. Learn more at SheridanCountySeniorDistrict.org. paid for by Sheridan County for Seniors 2026 PAC.
BackuTech in Sheridan is now hiring for a wide variety of production positions, including welders and powder coater technicians, and opportunities are available from entry-level to highly skilled positions. Whether you're looking to build a new career or to take the next step in your current one, BackuTech offers competitive pay, corporate benefits, and opportunities for advancement. Apply today through the National Car Wash Solutions career page.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting, and this morning we're sitting with Sheridan City Council Member Jack Wood and Human Resources Director Heather Doak. Now, Jack, we got Labor Day coming up, my friend.
No, that sounds like barbecue to me.
That sounds like barbecue. I got to buy my wife a new grill. If I don't get a new grill, Bob, before the end of this summer, I think I'm going to be sleeping outside all winter, my friend. So I'm glad you brought that up. I better get one. What city facilities are going to be closed in observance of Labor Day this year?
Well, City Hall will be closed, landfill, recycling, all that will be closed. And if you're going to get your, if you normally get your trash picked up on a Monday, it'll be picked up on Tuesday. And then the city council meeting won't be on Monday night, it'll be on Tuesday night. So we're just kind of moving one day, but everything will be taken care of.
Okay. Now, is there a special time folks should have their trash containers out there on that road on Tuesday?
I would have about at least by 6 a.m. And then, because the trash, they start around 6 anyway. And then so, you know, but they'll get there, you know, it might be a little later, but they'll get there.
Probably best, I'd probably just push it out Monday night, have it on the side of the road. That way I don't have to get up early. And make sure that it's out there. Just push it out there after the big barbecue, folks.
There you go.
It's going to be full anyway, probably. Watermelon rinds and chicken wings.
I want a phone call.
Now, are there any other city services that folks should probably think about? Maybe I should take care of this on Friday or wait till Tuesday.
Well, the banks are closed and all that stuff, and credit unions on Mondays. Basically, almost everything's closed on Monday. You know, there's some businesses downtown that are open, but any normal city will be closed.
So. Okay. And as you said, city council will then be meeting on Tuesday.
It'll be on Tuesday at 5:30 instead of Monday at 5:30.
Is this going to be one of the regular business meeting?
Yes, it's the first. It'll be the first one of the month.
It'll be a regular business. Yeah, it'll be a regular one. We have study sessions. We just had this past Monday, and then next week will be. And then so September 7th will be a regular meeting. Yep. 5:30.
Now, Heather, the primary is coming up.
I'm sure everybody's probably aware of that.
Vote early and vote often.
If you are,
you've been checking your mail.
Yes, checking your mail or watching any TV or driving around in the city. I hope that people are aware.
It is right around the corner. Now, that's going to be August 18th, literally right around the corner. What information does the city want to make sure that residents know?
We just want to make sure people are aware and that they get out and vote. I mean, that's the big thing. Primary election. Some people think that it's the primary. I'm going to wait to vote in the general, which general's coming up in November as well. But it's important that you vote in the primary.
Yeah.
That's going to narrow down our candidates, and especially in Wyoming, it's really important that you vote in that primary, because if you don't, the person you want to vote for may not be on the ballot in November.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Now, where can voters go to find information about their polling location, voter registration?
So the county handles all of that. So it's the county elections office. Their phone number, if you want their phone number, they have a website, obviously, but the phone number is 307-674-2515. Don't come to City Hall because we can't help you a lot with that. But if you go to the courthouse, the county will be able to help you with that. That's part of the county's duties, is to do those elections. So you can also, early voting is going on right now as well. So you can go to the county courthouse, to the elections office, and you can actually vote early if there's not a way you can vote on Tuesday. And I guess being the HR director, I'll tell you that there's a state statute in Wyoming that makes sure that employers give their employees time to go vote. So if you aren't aware of that, look it up.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So if you, it's actually in state statute that we give employees a chance and time off from work if they don't have time in their day, if they aren't off work, that they can go vote while the polls are open. So
that's fantastic. Yeah. Have that in your back pocket, folks. So yes. You can go exercise your right
to go vote. We're very lucky that we can do that in this country. So make sure your voice is heard.
Now, Jack, what do you think some folks should, any questions that people might have and trying to get them resolved before they head to the polls?
Well, they can, social media is crazy with lots of stuff about who to vote for, who not to vote for and all that stuff. Be very informed, you know, get all the information you can. I mean, there's so much out there on candidates, and just look up the candidates or if you're Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter to me, just vote and just make sure that if there's something you want to know, it'll be out there. You can find it. Look up that. What I did is I Googled candidate's name and I found info and what I wanted and gave me some info on that. And talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends. You know, you don't have to vote the way they vote, but vote.
Yeah. As long as you vote, that's the big issue.
Well, and Floyd, the Chamber of Commerce held some debates that were actually recorded. So if you go to their YouTube channel, you can actually watch those if you miss those. So if you have questions, you know, obviously we should be informed voters as well when we go to the polls. So those are available on the Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce's YouTube channel to watch. If you ended up missing those and want to learn more, that's one option.
They did a really great job with those too. They look fantastic.
Yes.
So make sure that you're getting your information, folks, and it doesn't matter who you vote for, as long as you get out there and you vote. Now, I've got some time left. Jack, how long have you been on the city council?
Going into my, 2 years. I get two more. And when I get done, I'll be 78. So I'm not sure if I'll run again or not. Wife
you
wants
don't
to
look
retire.
78, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be 76 here pretty soon. But
yeah.
Yeah. But I've been involved with the city for quite a while. I've been ambassador 11 years and do a lot of volunteer work I played a little Santa Claus, you know, for the stroll and several places in town. And the Sheridan County Community Holiday Dinner is coming back on that board. That hasn't been here since COVID.
Wow.
So the last time we did it, we served 1,100 meals, and we're planning on that again.
That's fantastic.
And so, yeah, so we're got some great people on the board, we're really excited to bring that back. I mean, that's something that's dear to my heart. So
when you got your seat, and since there is an election coming up and there might be some new members, was there anything you would want to tell someone who may be running or who's considering running, about city council?
City council is nonpartisan. And even though I'm registered Republican, I don't bring my Republican values into when I make my vote. I make my vote for my citizen, the people of this county or city. And, you know, whether you voted for me or not, if there's a situation and I feel it's the right way to go and it's for the people, I'm going to vote for that. Whether I agree with it or not, that's not my opinion to say, well, I can't do that because I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
I have to look at the big picture. And if it's better for the people, that's the way I'm going to go.
So, everyone.
It doesn't matter to me, you know, Republican, Democrat, or who you are. I'm not on there to express my personal opinions, and that's how I'm going to do it because that's how I believe.
Yeah.
I've got to look at the big picture. So,
when it came to learning the things within the city,
still learning.
Was it
every day?
Was it kind of drinking from the fire hydrant?
Oh, every day there's something you got to learn on. You know, what's going on and listen to people. And we get emails and talk. I read every email I get, whether I get time to answer it or answer it. That's, I can say I don't, But I listen and I read them all.
Yeah.
And then I go talk to people. And that's how I make my vote. And I try and do what I feel is right for the people.
Yeah.
And I can say whether they want to agree with me or not. I can say I've gone home and haven't had a bad night of sleep thinking I did the wrong thing. Oh. Not yet. Now,
yeah,
I could, you know, we all make right. mistakes.
Yeah.
But, you know, so far I've felt pretty strong on how I feel. And if there's something that I don't agree with, I might be the only one that says no on the vote, but I'm going to stick to my guns.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You don't betray yourself.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I was raised to, you know, my dad raised me to a man's that's only good as his word. And you do what's right for the people that you say you'll do it for. And if you tell somebody you're going to do something, you try and do it.
Mm-hmm. So. Was there a lot of communication that started kind of inundating your emails and texts when you became city council member?
You know, I haven't gotten a lot of stuff. There's times where there's really something we're voting for and we'll get hit quite a bit. But, you know, I'll go talk to the engineers and I'll go talk to the residents, or I'll go out and drive the area that we're voting on and stuff just to see what they're talking about.
Put eyes on.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, like engineers say, you know, well, this is blah, blah, blah. Well, it looks good on paper. Let me go look out, check it out. Let me go drive the area and see what we're looking at. And that's what I do. And I'll grab another council person and we'll go. And some of us are two, three, or some of all of us. So, I mean, we try and stay informed of what's going on. It's not, I have people tell me, oh, you don't listen. No, we listen. We hear you.
Mm-hmm.
But we have 18,000, 20,000 people to make a decision on,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if we try and do the best we can. So,
well, if you don't want to be an elected official, but you want to be a public servant, you can also work for the city.
Absolutely.
Heather, when it comes to working for the city, are there a lot of jobs open right now?
We have a handful of jobs open right now. In fact, I know we've got to post a couple of more. So if you want to come work for our team, please, all of our jobs are always posted on our website. We use the Chamber of Commerce. We use Indeed, obviously anywhere we can to recruit people. So I'm trying to think right now what we've got open. We've got a senior accountant position open, police officer positions open. We've got one coming up in our water treatment area, our utility maintenance. Wow. We've got a meter technician position open. I can't remember if I'm missing any, but just go to our website. There's right on the front page, it says jobs, and it'll tell you what's available, tell you the job descriptions. We have really good benefits. It's a great place to work, and you're helping the place you live.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, Floyd, go take a look.
when it comes to applying for the city, is it kind of like applying for any other job, or are there kind of extra steps, background checks, anything that I need to?
We do background checks, but just normal background checks. If you're applying for the police department or the fire department, there are extra steps to go through that's mm-hmm. set up by state statute. So, obviously there's a more in-depth background check to work at the police department. That's obvious. But if you want to come work for our team, that's where our jobs are located. And we're hiring, I think, 6 people next week. Really excited.
Wow. That's like a whole squad right
yes.
there.
Love to meet new people and get new people in. So, yes.
I bet that is kind of an exciting portion of your job.
Yes.
Human resources, usually if HR gives you a call, you're in some kind of trouble. But that's not the case.
No. And a lot of times we get a lot of applications, and sometimes we're going through them, and I wish we had 2 or 3 jobs, you know, to offer to people. So anyway.
You get a lot of resumes?
We do. We get a lot of interest in our positions. And the other good thing about the city, just to plug us, is obviously there are a bunch of different positions available. We don't all do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So we get some people in and they're like, hey, maybe I don't really like doing what I'm doing, but look, the parks has a position open. There's that availability
like
in the
lateral
city.
Movement.
Yeah. Like, hey, maybe this isn't my thing, but you know, good employee, we want to keep them and they can learn something different, or maybe they want to go move somewhere else. So that's one of the things that's pretty neat about the city, is you can learn one thing and say, hey, I'm kind of stuck here. Maybe I want to learn something else. So it's an opportunity for people.
I've only got about a minute left, but when it comes to folks working with the city, when it comes to retention, I imagine it's probably not that big of an issue. Or is it?
It just depends. I mean, it depends on the position sometimes. There's some positions that are harder than others, and there's always things going on in people's lives. So people, you know, leave for good reasons. They leave for other jobs too. So, I figure if we're a step in getting them where they want to go.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hold somebody back.
Yeah, exactly. Use it, right?
Absolutely.
Heather, Jack, thank you both so much for taking time to come in and speak with me. It was an absolute pleasure. I'm glad I finally got to meet you. Jack, always great seeing
thank you
and that smile on
God bless Sharon Wyoming, buddy.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Riley, what if I told you your phone could become a credit card machine?
I'd say that's exactly what Tap to Local does at First Federal Bank and Trust.
Wow, seriously?
Yep, just open the First Federal mobile app and accept contactless card payments right from your smartphone. No extra hardware, no bulky payment terminal.
That's pretty handy for vendors, food trucks, or anyone on the go then.
Exactly. Learn more at efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
I'm Glenn Drummond, candidate for Sheridan County Commissioner. Integrity means telling the truth, even when it is difficult. Leadership means stepping up when decisions are hard. Speak plainly, do the work, own the outcome. I grew up here, and I know Sheridan County expects elected officials to be honest, responsible, and willing to make tough calls. I will lead from the front, stand behind my decisions, and hold myself accountable for the results. That is integrity. That is leadership. Vote Glenn Drummond for Sheridan County Commissioner. Paid for by Glenn Drummond.
I'm Micah Sturdivant. I'm a Sheridan mother, small business owner, and common sense Republican running for House District 29. I'm not running to serve a political organization or arrive in Cheyenne with someone else's agenda. I'm running to listen to you, protect local control, and make decisions based on what is best for Sheridan. People should always come before political platforms. I'm Micah Sturdivant, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by Micah for Sheridan.
Hi, this is Jill Bates with the Bates team at Best. When you hire Best, you're getting more than marketing and paperwork. You are getting the best. You're getting a team who truly cares, someone who will move furniture, fluff pillows, style shelves, suggest paint colors, and make sure your home shines before buyers even walk through the door or see your home online. Because you only get one chance to make a great first impression. It's not about perfection. It's about presenting your home in its very best light. Best Real Estate is more than a sign in the yard and a listing on MLS. Give us a call today at 675-BEST or go online at bestwy.net. Make it a great day.
It's the captain here with Captain Clean. Professional carpet cleaning is our expertise. All of us clean our bed sheets and dirty clothes routinely, but why not our carpets? It's gross. Even if you take your shoes off, your carpets are always getting dirty. Just call the captain for your 100% free estimate or to schedule your next carpet cleaning. Captain Clean, 672-0726. Affordable options for healthy living.
There's an overwhelming number of opioid products. To fit them all in this ad, we brought in an auctioneer, Bill. He's overwhelmingly fast.
Tramadol, meperidine, 2-pentanol, alfentanol, sufentanol, remifentanil, lovolfenol, pentazocine, propoxyphene, nalbuphine, morphine, codeine, dolophine, dihydrocodeine, diphenoxylate, diazoxide, etorphine.
There are over 100 prescription opioid products. Ask if you're being prescribed one and if other options exist. Brought to you by the Wyoming Department of Health.
Maxidone, Zodol, Zamiset, Lorset, Norco, Lortab, Vicodin, Nusine, LA.
From Billings to Buffalo, this is the News Talk Station, FM 103.9 and 930 AM, KROE.
KROE.